From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can email us your questions and answers this hour to anything@kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It is Friday, the 8th of December, and we are taking your questions and answers live today. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. So we got some questions in the inbox. Roy in Fort Worth wants to know, how is it that the notoriously prolific swarms of mosquitoes on Alaska's North Slope can survive the brutally freezing sub-zero cold temperatures of winter to prey on the migrating herds of caribou and other wildlife? Anybody know how those mosquitoes are able to get through the winter? 800-933-5372. Got an email from Melissa in Grapevine, who says, I have a 3-foot-tall animatronic doll from the late 1980s that needs motor repair and also a new costume. She says, my mom owned a gourmet coffee, gift basket, and chocolate shop in rural South Alabama ahead of its time, and the doll, who we named Tiffany, offered a tray of chocolates to passersby from our display window. She was a hit back then, and we've held on to her for 25 years, moving her gently from garage to garage as we moved from state to state. Melissa says, I think we can't part with her because she symbolizes the entrepreneurial spirit, courage, teamwork she brought out in our family. I'd love to bring her back to life. Does anyone know of a place who could help bring this 3-foot-tall animatronic doll? It's about 30-ish years old. Back to life. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We got an email from the great Bill Marvel, who says, when I was a kid at Christmas time, my Uncle Ed would whip up a huge bowl of Tom and Jerry's, a kind of hot punch. Bill says it had a killer aroma, but it was only for the adults. Ever since, I've longed for a Tom and Jerry, Bill writes. It's complicated to make, I'm told, he says, but certainly someplace here in Dallas knows the recipe and is willing to try something new. Bill says, I'm told Tom and Jerry's are a seasonal favorite in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota, where folks are said to stand in line in the snow just for a hot, steaming cup. Anybody know how to make a punch bowl of Tom and Jerry's? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. And while we're talking about the season, got a question last week from John, who says, around this time of year, we look forward to Glenn Mitchell's Christmas blockbuster and wonder when it will air. It is going to air on Christmas Eve, which is Sunday this year, the 24th of December, beginning at 8 o'clock. And it's 5 hours long, so if you're traditional and you save your tree trimming or gift wrapping till Christmas Eve, we'll have the soundtrack for you beginning at 8 p.m. Central Time on KERA or streaming via kera.org. 5 hours of the great Glenn Mitchell, just like we played last year. So really excited to bring that back to you this year. 800-933-5372 is where we have lines open. It's also where we find Kurt in Dallas. Hello, Kurt.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
I've been traveling a lot by car lately, the interstates going through, and every little town has a water tower.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to know why they have water towers and how they work.
You know, we had this question a couple of months ago, and we got a really good answer from somebody, and I don't think that I'm looking in the definitives folder. I don't believe that I printed it out, but we'll get. I'm sure we'll get the answer for it. It's about water pressure. It's about maintaining water pressure. I think is part of the reason that they have them.
Yeah. And I grew up in the Northeast, and I don't remember towns having water towers.
Maybe they had better. Maybe they had better pumps.
Maybe.
Well, we'll get a reminder of that answer for you, Kurt. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Lines open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Lisa did. She says, I have an inflatable Christmas thing from Home Depot. It worked for 6 hours and died. I need someone who can fix it. Does anybody have a recommendation for Lisa? Maybe there's a fuse in it, or maybe the fuse on that circuit popped, but somebody will have. Maybe someone's been through this too. Lisa says Home Depot denies all knowledge. 800-933-5372. James in Burleson emails us and says, about 100 miles west on I-20, at a location they call Ranger Hill, there is a huge project underway on the south side of the four-lane highway. Does anyone know what this is going to be? Yeah, it's the big, I know the hill, I-20 westbound from Fort Worth. You're headed toward Abilene, and you go up this big, huge hill right there in Ranger. But I haven't seen the project. Maybe somebody knows. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Denise in Waxahachie. Hello, Denise.
Hi.
Hey there.
Regarding the woman who was looking for someone to fix the animatronic doll,
mm-hmm.
I know someone who works on pipe organs and carillons and typically things that make noise and move. And I think he might be a good resource for her. It's called Loper Pipe Organ Service, but he does a wide variety of mechanical moving things that make noise.
Loper, L-O-P-E-R?
Yes.
Great. Hey, Denise, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Chris in Athens. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
I was just going to answer that real quick about the water tower thing. It's it's called a gravity flow system. So basically, the pumps kick the water up to the tower, and then the tower maintains the pressure for the lines to the rest of the city. It depends on where they're getting it from. Some of them are pumping out of wells. Some of them are pumping from bigger tanks farther down the line. But it's all just for pressure.
And it's really about the height, right? It's the water column.
Yeah, so
it
depends on how much they're trying to pump out and how far they're getting it out to. And that is why sometimes you'll see those standalone tanks that are on like farms and ranches,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes you'll see big water towers. It just really depends on how many consumers they have and what it's for.
Great, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Let's get another one on this from Tyler. Nope, Tyler hung up. Let's talk to Lico calling from Mansfield. Hey, Lico, does that sound about right?
It's right. I have a civil engineering minor from UTA, and it's called Waterhead, H-E-A-D.
Mm-hmm.
And the higher you are, the more head it has, therefore the more pressure down. And that's why they put in towers.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
You bet.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what William did. William says, I've heard rumors that project near Ranger Hill on I-20 is a huge rest stop, like the nice ones they're building now. I think they're calling them safety rest stops. And they are big and lots of services. So, William, thanks for that. That's the answer we've got right now. In the inbox at anything at kera.org, Yusef is asking if there's a place in Irving for meditation classes that are affordable or free. Anybody know where to take affordable or free meditation classes in Irving? Chris wants to know if there are any Arlington or Fort Worth aquaponics gardening groups. He says, I'm trying to learn and hopefully get some hands-on experience in aquaponics gardening before spring. Anybody have a lead for Chris? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. And Bill in Grapevine wants to know if any dental clinics still make the old-fashioned, quote, take them out false teeth. He says, current advertising is all for the new technology of, quote, implants. He says, which sound nice but are too expensive, he says, for his budget. If any listeners have recent success with just plain old false teeth, does anybody have a recommendation for Bill? 800-933-5372. That's where we find Chris calling from Dallas. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
I have a question. So on I-30 from Dallas and Dallas to Arlington, we have the express lane in the middle. Now, it can change flow of traffic throughout the day. Mm-hmm. What I'm curious about is how do they change the flow of traffic, and how do the mechanics of the express lane know that cars have gone through to rotate the flow of traffic from eastbound to westbound?
Right. I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that they close the gates on the entrance end. that's been, you know, say it's westbound. They close those gates, and they have to give all the cars plenty of time to get all the way out before they open the gates on
and,
the
and
eastbound
all my,
end.
All my times that, because I go to school at UTA, I've never seen them switch. It's weird, and I drive this road all the time. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Switching.
It's one of those mysteries of the infrastructure, and I bet we'll get an answer for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Chris. 800-933-5372. It looks like today might be a road construction day on the show, and let's talk about that with Shannon and Denton. Hey, Shannon.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, so my husband's family is from out there, and we travel that road a lot, and I asked them what the project was, and they said that they are making that hill safer, especially in the winter with the big trucks. There's lots of accidents and issues, so what I heard was that one side is going to be like northbound and one side is going to be southbound, and they're trying to make it a little bit more level and not as steep on the downhill.
This is the I-20 out at Ranger.
Yes.
Great. Well, thanks for calling, Shannon.
No, thank you.
Looks like we have an answer on this also from Andrew in Dallas. Andrew, what's your take on it?
Well, essentially, she's correct that it is a highway improvement to reduce the grade on the hill. So they're moving it south of the original I-20 so that they can make, in essence, the hill safer.
Very good. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you. Bye.
Sounds like we may have that one solved. But if you have a different thought or question of your own, call us 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. JT did that and says, for meditation in Irving, he says, Mastermind off Cedar Springs is in Dallas, but they may know other local places. Let's see. We got a question from Sharon in the inbox, anything at kera.org, who says, I'm looking for a Catholic church in the Metroplex that's predominantly African American. Sharon says, I only know of one in Fort Worth. Anybody have any ideas or leads for Sharon? And Johnny emailed us and says, I live in the DFW area, and I'm looking to buy a pair of New Hampshire sheep, preferably registered. Can your knowledgeable audience tell me where and how I can go about finding this breed of sheep and not too far from the DFW area? So in other words, Johnny's looking for New Hampshire sheep, Texas, it sounds like, maybe Oklahoma. Well, if you have an idea, call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. And Johnny, is this if I'm listening, and as I'm reading your question, I'm thinking, is this a Christmas gift? Is this a lawn mowing strategy? There are always more questions, and that's why we do the show. Stay with us. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. This is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones at 800-933-5372 and talk to Beth in Grapevine. Hello, Beth.
Hi, Jeff. I am calling because across the street from Grapevine High School, there appears to be either like a gas a storage area or a petroleum, like a midline pipeline. And often each morning you will see them burning off, I'm assuming, fuel into the air. And there's no signage or anything that would give any indication of what exactly that facility does or what company runs it. And I've always just been curious what exactly it is and what they're doing when they're burning it off into the air. And I was hoping someone could maybe explain that to me.
Very good. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Up next to 800-933-5372 is Joanne in Flower Mound. Hello, Joanne.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
Love your show.
Thank you.
I found a recipe for the Tom and Jerry punch in a bartender's book that I have that I use as a reference. I've never had it, so I can't attest to it. But you ready?
Yep.
2 ounces of light rum, 1 ounce of brandy, 2 teaspoons sugar, 1 egg white, 1 egg yolk, 6 ounces of hot milk, and nutmeg. You stir the egg, beat the egg whites separate from the egg yolk. Then you mix them together in a mug. Add the sugar and mix that in. And then you pour in the rum and brandy. And then you fill the mug with milk and top it with nutmeg.
Very good. And this is from.
It's called the Everything Bartender's Book.
Very good. Thanks for calling, Joanne.
You're welcome, Jeff.
Right.
Bye.
I got an email on this. Of course, there are going to be different recipes. And this is from. Let's see, where does this come from? From Benjamin, who says, this is from whatscookingamerica.net, and says the main ingredients of the Tom and Jerry batter is made of beaten eggs, sugar, and vanilla. A healthy scoop of the batter is added to the cup, then hot water and the liquor of your choice, rum, brandy, or whiskey is stirred in, and topped with a dash of nutmeg. So there's another answer on that. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Mark in Richardson. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Jeff. Hey, I'm a dentist in the Richardson area.
Yeah.
And we do plenty of dentures, removable.
Okay.
Basic, old-fashioned dentures that people still want. Implants are definitely the latest and greatest. But we do a lot of dentures. I'm with Comfort Dental, so any of the Comfort Dentals throughout DFW does them.
So dentists, just in general, still do dentures. Pretty much.
Oh yeah, general dentist. Yeah, there's a specific specialist of a dentist called a prosthodontist that does a lot of them. But general dentists, some general dentists, not all of them, can do traditional dentures still.
Okay, and Mark, brush twice a day or once a day?
You want to make your dentist really happy, do twice a day, and then throw in some floss every once in a while.
Yeah, floss once a day, even, and you'll be in good health.
Yeah, you'll make your dentist smile.
All right, Mark, thanks for calling.
All right, we'll see you, bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, which is what Lisa did and says, I hope the show is available on a podcast. It is, because I just discovered the mobile app is no longer compatible with my iPhone iOS 11. And Peter wants to know via Twitter, why are coyotes allowed to roam freely in residential neighborhoods? He says, are they not a threat to pets? Well, I think the issue is, Peter, is that they're coming back into residential neighborhoods or coming into residential neighborhoods because of the availability of pets and other things to eat. And as development continues in the suburbs and moving farther and farther out, this is where they have to go. I mean, we'll see if we get more of an official answer, but coyotes are, they're part of the environment that we've built in. So, they're essentially stuck with us as opposed to us being stuck with them. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number, and let's talk next to Marianne in Denton. Hello, Marianne.
Good afternoon. Love your show. I've been listening to it for years.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I want to know where I can get a stereo turntable refurbished. I don't think there's really anything wrong with it. I just haven't used it in a long time. just want to make sure that it's running okay. And I live in Denton, as you know, and I just can't find anything around here where I can, anywhere I can get that done. So I would appreciate it. It's Moran.
Right. We've gotten this question a bunch about places in Dallas. It'd be good to see if there's a place in Denton. So we'll see if we get lead for you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Let's talk next at 800-933-5372. To Neil in Fort Worth. Hello, Neil.
Hi, Jeff. Hey, enjoy your show.
Oh, thanks.
I wanted to give a recommendation to the gentleman looking for traditional dentures. My relative had a set made at a place in East Fort Worth, and they're very happy with them. The place is called Happy Teeth Dental on East Lancaster, and he was very happy with the pricing and the appearance and everything else.
Great.
The service.
Well, Neil, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Right. Have a good day.
Lines open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Rich emailed us and says, I need to ship a rifle from Arizona to Texas. Can I just mail it or ship it, or are there any special requirements for mailing or shipping a rifle from Arizona to Texas? Let's see. We got an email from Matt who says, while driving around the development near Nebraska Furniture Mart, I noticed what looks like light posts that point straight up. They are gray metal poles that are evenly spaced. Each pole widens at the very top. It is much taller than a person, but shorter and more narrow than a telephone pole. They have regular light posts as well, so they aren't actually light posts. And they don't light up at night. Does anyone know what these poles are? And we got an email from Mark who says, let's see. Mark of Mosquito Squad of Tarrant County East says, about the mosquitoes in Alaska, most adult mosquitoes don't survive through the winter, but the eggs do. Mosquito eggs can dry out and remain desiccated for months and even years with some varieties or species. He says there are some mosquito species where gravid females can survive in a dormant state through the winter. The big spike in mosquito populations in spring and summer isn't because the mosquitoes necessarily survived, but rather because the warmer temperatures cause the eggs to all hatch around the same time. Up north, they refer to this as a, quote, hatch. Mark says, we don't deal too much with large hatches here because the mild winters and short freezing periods mean that mosquitoes can survive and breed almost year-round, though they certainly slow down in the winter. So that is an official answer from Mark Norris of Mosquito Squad of Tarrant County East. So thanks for that, Mark. And Bowen Arlington is wondering if anyone can recommend a live cooking class, preferably somewhere near Arlington. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Aachen in Dallas. Hello, Aachen.
Yes, Jeff. I'm trying to find out if anybody knows where I can rent a truck with a fifth wheel. I need to pull an RV from Ohio,
mm-hmm.
and I've been going around. None of the rental services that I went to have any truck with such capacity.
So you need to rent a truck that has a fifth wheel hitch, basically.
Yes,
for
sir.
An RV. Okay, well, you've asked. We'll see if we get some answers for you.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see, that's what Tanner did, and I kind of agree with Tanner. I don't express a lot of opinions on this show, but Tanner tweets, about Christmas, I know everyone has this feeling, but does Christmas music and the Christmas season really come earlier and earlier as a part of some large marketing scheme? Does this cycle differently throughout the years, or are we all going crazy? Maybe somebody knows, Tanner. We'll see if we get an answer for you. And Rick tweets and says, shipping a rifle across state lines requires going through a federal firearms license holder, and most gun dealers will do that for you. So you need to get in touch with our listener who wants to ship a rifle from Arizona to Texas. You need to contract or work through a federal firearms license holder. So talk to a gun dealer. They can probably help you with that. And I'm sure it's a question that they get all the time. Steven tweets about the coyotes and says, you can call animal control to help control them. Just call 311. And we got some folks who've called in with answers on this as well. Let's talk to Kristen calling from Dallas. Hello, Kristen.
Hi.
Hey there.
So I'm a biologist and zoologist by trade.
Oh, cool.
And you are absolutely right. It is up to us to kind of make do because we moved in on them.
The coyotes.
Yes. They are there because there is food and a place to call shelter. And even though you could remove them, you could call a pest control person, and there are some that will remove them, although they are one of the most difficult to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Another coyote would actually just move right on in.
Like a squirrel.
Yep. If there is a niche, as we call it, or a place that they can call home and survive, they're going to be there.
And little toy-sized dogs and cats and squirrels, for that matter, too. Yeah.
That is a problem. It can be. So our best recommendation is coyotes definitely don't like to be around people. So if you are always out with your dog, everything should be fine.
And if your dog, I mean, they're not going to go after a large, like, say, 40 or 50-pound dog. They will go after smaller dogs.
I don't want to say no, because there are rare cases mm-hmm. of packs of coyotes going after larger dogs,
mm-hmm.
but not single coyotes, no.
And they can jump over. They can jump over fences. They can get through. They're pretty capable predators.
Yes, they're pretty nimble. If you go online, there are several examples of how you can actually install coyote-proof fences, but they are sort of pricey. The best, cheapest way to be safe with your smaller pets is to just always be with them when you let them outside.
Thanks, Kristen.
You're very welcome.
All right. Let's get an answer on this from Joe in Garland. Hey, Joe.
Well, all I can do is pile on to what Kristen just said. I've been a hunter ed instructor for 23 years and have gone to seminars with wildlife biologists, mm-hmm. they're specialists in canine and feline. And just to pile on to what she said, there are generally streams and waterways going into all areas that drain into, they'll say the Trinity River.
Sure.
And those are highways for those animals. And the biologist told us, unless a coyote is acting funny and not afraid of you, if you remove one from an area, there's going to be another one move in just a couple of weeks. And generally, they don't pack very often. And generally, it'll be a male with a female, and maybe she may have a couple of pups from a litter, say teenage daughters. But if they're not bothering you, and unless they don't seem afraid of you, and they're acting funny, then just leave them alone because there's going to be another one in there. And then to pile on again, keep food and water. Don't put it outside.
Mm-hmm.
If you're with your pet, stay with them. Have them on a leash. There was an incident in Richardson where bobcats have taken pets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
In view of the owner. But they're going to come back. Just leave them alone,
sure.
Respect them. And
and they can help control the, I mean, if you think about it, those creeks and highways for those predators aren't necessarily a bad thing because they can help control the disease vector vermin like rats and things like that as well.
Well, skunks are the main carrier of rabies.
There you go.
Raccoons have a distemper,
mm-hmm.
and they hold down rabbit populations, squirrel populations, possums, all of that. They very seldom pack, but they have probably the biggest, largest vocabulary of any animal in North America.
Versatile predator.
Yep, they're actually in New York and Chicago now, and they've been seen in Central Park, so they're... When the settlers wiped out all the wolves, the coyotes kind of moved into areas where they've never been before, and they're pretty prevalent across the United States. They're very urban.
Well, thanks for calling, Joe.
You bet. Thanks.
Right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. It's what Dentonaut did and says, Revolution Turntable and Mixer Lab. in Denton does great repair work. So Revolution Turntable and Mixer Lab will work on our listeners' turntable. Mark reminds us of Dallas Vintage Audio in Bedford. It's a good place to get a turntable checked out, he says. Good folks to work with, too. So some good tweets coming through today on the show. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Cindy calling from Cleburne. Hello, Cindy.
Hello, Cindy. Yes.
Yes, go right ahead.
I think the person was asking what they were doing with I-20 at Ranger where it goes to Abilene. And my boyfriend drives out there regularly, and he said they are going to dynamite the hill out, and they're wanting to get rid of that S-curve because it's so dangerous, and that's the reason. They will shut down I-20 for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, Cindy, thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got that one nailed down. Let's see. Time for, you know what? Not time for another call before we go to a break. Let's get some, again, get some emails here. This is from Alfredo, who says, I have 3 Diego Rivera numbered prints. Is there a place in North Texas where I can find out if they have any value? Ben says, St. Joseph Catholic Church in Richardson has a large African community. Let's see. And David says, I'm looking for crushed stone for a road base for my driveway. I'm from Northeast Pennsylvania, and we always referred to it as modified 2B with fines. He says, the 3 people I asked for prices on this had no idea what I was talking about and tried to sell me recycled concrete. Does anyone in the Rockwall, Royce City area know where I can get, quote, modified 2B with fines? In other words, crushed stone. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. Anything you ever wanted to know is the show. The station's KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, and I am Jeff Whittington. You can call 800-933-5372 with your question or answer. You can email us anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Got a tweet from Steven, I think it was from Steven, about with the iOS update, you can stream the show via Safari. No app required, although I'm probably going to forward that tweet along to our digital folks to make sure that something's not up with the app and your particular iOS version. But let's go back to the phones and talk to definitely the patient caller award winner of the week, Tracy in Louisville. Hey, Tracy.
Hi.
Thanks for hanging in there.
Thank you for having me on the show. I think I have an answer for the aquaponics question. My husband has been extremely interested in aquaponics, and we're setting it up in our house in the near future. We just moved to Louisville, and he found a guy that he follows on Facebook. The page is called No Dirt Required, and apparently this guy will do tours if there's enough people interested of his aquaponics setup.
Very good. No Dirt Required on Facebook.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I got a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Denton Sand and Gravel. This is from Rick. Denton Sand and Gravel, north of Denton, has road base with fines. Also makes good Xeriscape material, he says. So there's a lead on our crushed rock seeking listener. And Lucinda says, a coyote mauled our dog in broad daylight just outside of Wiggly Field Dog Park in Denton. Our pup lived, but our dogs are never off-leash outside anymore. And M.E. Tweeted, regarding Christmas coming early, look up the book Tinsel. M.E. says it looks at various parts of American Christian traditions and how we got here and is based in Frisco. M.E. says, warning, it's not a warm Christmas read. Let's talk next, speaking of Frisco, to Dave calling us at 800-933-5372. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, quick question. Been in Frisco 13, 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
What I've noticed that the number of dentists per family out here is growing by leaps and bounds. Why is it that you open up your mail every day and or your mailbox and you see letters from dentists? I'm just curious. As to, I know Frisco is an up-and-coming community.
Yeah, it's been growing.
Why are there so many dentists popping up here in Frisco?
Okay.
Just been
sure. Well, we'll see if we get an official answer for you, but I would guess that the community is just growing so fast that dentists are you know, there's an opportunity there, right? Speaking of dentists and teeth and dentures, Dave and Justin says, I got new traditional upper and lower dentures this year at Ballard Family Dentistry in Boyd. And Dave says they look and feel great. And Ballard also has an office in Saginaw. So I think we got enough leads on the dentures this hour. And it sounds like you can just talk to your dentist if you have a regular dentist. If you don't, you might want to get one. And Garrett in Dallas chimes in on shipping a rifle and says, to legally ship a rifle, it does need to be sent from one federal firearms license holder to another. So there's the other piece of that equation. You're going to need to find a dealer or someone who has a federal firearms license, and they're going to have to ship it to somebody here, in this case, Arizona to Texas, who also has a license. And Garrett concludes most gun shops will do this for a $25 to $50 fee in addition to the shipping cost. So there's a definitive answer on that. Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Amy Jo in Corsicana. Hello, Amy Jo.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. I was wondering if you happen to know anybody local that does whiteboard videos. And I'm also wondering, are any of the previous shows aggregated or in an archive somewhere?
Yeah, you can go to our page at kera.org/anything, and you can subscribe to the podcast there. And I think you should be able to find dozens of previous show podcasts through the podcast.
So can we find things that way, like in a search field or something, or do we have to listen to all the podcasts?
You got to listen to the podcast. We are still. We're thrilled to do the show every week, but. You got to listen to hear the answer. We just don't have the capacity to make it all searchable at this point.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. We'll see if we get a lead on the whiteboard video producer as well. Let's talk next to Richard calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Richard.
Hello, I have an answer and a suggestion.
Okay,
for
great.
The guy about the fifth wheel.
Yeah.
The answer is Penske on Far Street in Fort Worth. Rent heavy equipment, tractors and what have you, fifth wheel. But there are two constraints with that. The first would be Class A CDL, and the second being insurance. You've got to insure the vehicle either on your current plan or through them, and it can be quite pricey. My suggestion is that a hotshot service, you know, they're all over the place. These guys, they've got a big dually pickup mm-hmm. truck with a fifth wheel on it, and they haul a trailer usually, but they'll haul your RV for you for a much better price than get with Penske and all the insurance and life and what have you.
Yeah, because you'd have to rent the truck, which would cost probably quite a bit to drive up to, I think you said Pennsylvania or Ohio,
yeah.
And then drive all the way back.
You can get a hotshot service to get it for a fraction of the price.
So you need a CDL, commercial driver's license, to drive a fifth wheel, a truck hauling a fifth wheel trailer.
Well, the big trucks, the you know, big duallys with the
right.
fifth wheel in the bed does not require Class A.
Okay.
So, in fact, my brother-in-law does that for a living.
Okay.
So.
Well, thanks for calling, Richard.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's see. We got a couple more answers on this. Let's talk to Robert calling from Houston. Hey, Robert.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
I just had an answer for the gentleman on the truck.
Yeah.
If it's a travel trailer, he just needs a dually to haul it up there, but the cost of renting a dually and driving it up there and coming back, plus the fuel would be probably twice as much as if he hired somebody to do it. He can go online and find a ton of people that can do it for a decent price, and plus they're bonded and everything else, so they're covered. And he just needs to I think he'd be better going that route than having to rent a truck and go up there and come back.
Very good. Thanks so much. Really appreciate the call, Robert.
Bye.
Got an email, which looks like we accidentally sent to someone at WAMU. but this is let me find it. There's a lot of emails here. This is from Tim, who says, please note that my wife is from Russia, and around this time of year, it's a common practice to roast a piglet for Christmas Eve dinner. Can you please direct me to a location, and you is the audience, in the DFW area that offers 15 to 20 pound piglets for sale? Thank you, and we look forward to your response. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you, Tim. If anybody knows where to get a Christmas piglet for roasting. Let's get one more answer on this question from Joe in Weatherford at 800-933-5372. Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Doing well.
The place that you can rent 1-ton and 3/4-ton trucks to pull a normal size RV, which you don't need a CDL or anything for, is a company called CAPS, CAPPS.
Mm-hmm.
And we rented 1-ton duallys, or you can get single wheel 1-tons, or, you know, 3/4 tons will pull most RVs. But I agree with the other callers, you're probably better off just to have somebody haul it that kind of distance. But if he still wants to do it himself, CAPS rental is where you can get 1-ton trucks.
Great. Hey, Joe, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Let's see. We got a tweet from Hester who says, the person with the Diego Rivera prints can go to Heritage Auctions for an evaluation, and they're at ha.com, and they're right here in North Texas. Let's see. Scott says, for the crushed rock used in driveways, Hanson, H-A-N-S-O-N, aggregates can supply all your stone needs. He says they have a rail terminal in Terrell, Texas. Hanson Aggregates. And let's see. Jeremy says, while it's not predominantly African-American, Holy Trinity Catholic Church on Oak Lawn, Jeremy says, has the most diverse congregation he's ever seen. Let's see. We got Steve, who says one of the longest-standing Black Catholic churches in South Oak Cliff is in South Oak Cliff near the VA hospital on Loop 12. And Ruben in Grapevine is asking, is there any place in the area that has live jazz or a piano player that's not so loud that you can still talk without yelling and that is smoke-free? Anybody have a recommendation for Ruben? And Ann says, I have a German Shepherd who is an import, and I would like to get him registered with a local club. Is there a local German Shepherd club in Dallas? 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Ramon in Dallas. Hello, Ramon.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
I have an answer for the question about the gun, a little cheaper solution. You do need a license in order to ship a gun, but you do not in order to ship gun parts. So if you take a gun apart and put it in a couple boxes, you can ship it yourself.
Oh, okay. Well, makes sense. Makes sense to me. I mean, you know, of course, grain of salt time is look it up and know the law before you, but I appreciate the heads up, Ramon.
Yep. Have a good one.
Let's see. Who's next? Let's talk to Matt calling from Dallas. Hello, Matt.
Yes. Hello.
Yes.
So I had an answer to the question about the person that had tanks and the burning across the street. I'm an environmental engineer, and I actually used to work for the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, the TCEQ. So that would be a flare. There's lots of reasons that a facility could have tanks like that, but above the petroleum fluid that's in it, there's a vapor. And when you fill the tank, that vapor has to be displaced. And so instead of just putting it to the atmosphere where it could cause smog, you burn it, and that destroys about 98% of it, depending on what the VOC is. So that facility would require to be permitted. And so the TCEQ would have a permit for the facility. So your caller could call the local regional office. There's one in Dallas. You can find their contact information on the TCEQ's webpage and give them the address of the facility, and they can tell you who owns it and what the purpose of the facility is, and, you know, whatever else you want to know about it emissions-wise.
Very good. Hey, Matt, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Let's see. You got a couple of emails. This is from a listener who's looking for a private room with a patio or a rooftop. in the DFW area for events. I would like to plan for a party for less than 50 people. Anybody have any recommendations for this listener? Pam says for whiteboard videos, if she needs one that's not too long, there are a lot of people on Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com, who do this, Pam says, and of course are pretty inexpensive. So Pam says check out Fiverr.com. Let's see. Time for at least one, maybe two more calls. Let's talk to Lisa calling from Dallas. Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hi. So I recently applied for a post that I saw on Facebook from a women's boutique called Beyond Boho Boutique. And they have a position listed for a stay-at-home money-making thing. And they mentioned affiliate marketing. I'm not quite sure what that is. I'm wanting to learn more about it. But everything else that they posted sounds great. I just want to make sure that I know what this term actually is.
Hmm.
Do you have any insight?
What does affiliate marketing mean? Is basically your question.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we probably won't get an answer for you today, but we'll see if we get one maybe next week. Maybe somebody will email us too.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling. Let's see. This has been anything you ever wanted to know. Literally, read all the emails, read all the tweets, taken all the calls. There's one more there. Maybe we just, why not? Hey there. Tell me your name and where you're calling from.
My name's Robbie, and I'm calling from Arlington.
And question or answer, Robbie?
It's an answer.
Okay.
I just heard a guy call in and say that the guy could ship gun parts, but not a gun.
Yeah, and that was, yeah.
If he does that, he's looking at 10 years and $250,000 fine.
So
I recommend it.
Very, very good. Thanks for calling.
He goes dealer to dealer only.
Yeah, dealer to dealer seems like that's the safe way to go. And plus, they know the safe way to deal with all that stuff. And yeah, you don't want to mess around with.
Yeah, it could get really, really, really confusing. And I've been doing this since 1980.
Very good. So dealer to dealer, you just go in. Tell him what you want to do.
You want to transfer a gun.
Yep.
And he has the gun. He takes it to the dealer. They find another dealer who will accept it. He pays for the shipping and then a fee for the paperwork. The gun gets shipped to the other place. And now the guy that's going to pick it up has to go in to the dealer and fill out all the paperwork,
right?
All the local laws, all those stuff. So.
Thank you so much for calling, man.
You're welcome. Bye.
This has been Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers your phone calls. Our associate producer is Samantha Guzman. Subscribe to our free podcast at kera.org/anything. And you can also find it wherever you get your podcasts, of course. And you can email us anything at kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And thanks to each and every one of you for listening, for writing, for calling in. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you back here next week, and keep being nice to each other.